Rookie linebacker Miles Jack, a popular guy, leaving the practice field for the first time with the veterans. Mandatory minicamp is underway. And welcome to Inside the Jaguars, presented by FanDuel. JP Shadrick with you. The Jaguars back to work in front of the fans for the first time in the offseason program. Nearly 2,500 in attendance for the first day of mandatory minicamp on the practice field just outside of Everbank Field. Many of those eyes today on the man wearing number 44. Miles Jack working out with the veterans for the first time. Remember, he did work out at rookie orientation just after the draft, but league rules forced him to sit out OTAs until the end of the UCLA school year. Jack is back, but there was some adjustment the first day out.
I talked to him right in the middle. We had a cool zone. He said, Gus, I'm back to having fun again and being out here on the field. So he did. You know, we limited him. We gave him a couple plays in a row, and then I think for him just getting acclimated to the heat and to the calls.
You know, this is my first time meeting a veteran, so I'm still learning people's names. Like, it's new to me. You know what I mean? It's like first day of school, so I don't know where to sit in the team meeting room. Like, it's stuff, little stuff like that you got to figure out. So, it's going to be fun, man. I'll figure it out.
We welcome in Jaguars.com senior writer John Osier. All Miles Jack most of the time today.
Yeah, and it is in terms of interest, and it's in terms of the media, the fans, staff, and even players a little bit watching this guy because they haven't seen him before. It's his first chance out there. Realistically, what were they seeing? Probably 40% Miles Jack, meaning you're not in pads. He admitted several times when he was talking to the media, the heat is a different beast here than it is
sure,
in California.
Yeah.
So he had all of that stuff that you've got to get used to in a new situation. The bottom line on this guy, as people will tell you, special athletic talent, shouldn't take long to see that on the field. Probably didn't see as much of it today as you will during training camp.
Well, speaking of special talents on the field, a couple of guys we have seen the last few weeks, Dante Fowler Jr. and Marquise Lee, continue to show off out here.
Yeah, and if you were out here, you saw Marquise again do what he's been doing. He looks confident, looks like a different player. He's getting open. He's doing all the things you want him to do, and he looks like he is ready to make a real jump. Dante Fowler Jr., it's a little harder to see what he does because this is so about the skill players. But in talking to Dante a few minutes ago, he's really glad that he had this OTA period because he's able to do the things on his knee that he needs to do. Now he gets to go to pads mm-hmm. during training camp, but he's already got some confidence built up. So thought it was interesting that he said, yeah, I really need it this time. He feels good about it, and now he's had 3 or 4 weeks of really working it before he gets out here and puts the pads on in a month or so.
Final thoughts, John, about maybe an overall feel from the locker room, from this team, and then from the fan base too.
Well, I guess you're sort of repeating yourself by this point because every week in OTAs, when you come out here and you look on this field, you notice the talent difference. And the fans are excited about it. In talking to players, they get it. They get that this needs to be the year. They're shutting out the noise a little bit. But as Telvin Smith said a few minutes ago, we know and we are confident that we can be a good team. And there's a feeling from talking to guys, maybe not enunciating it quite yet, but they think they have a chance to be really good. And from looking at them, a much better chance to be really good than years past.
John, well done. Day one of minicamp in the book.
It's a bright, bright, sunshiny day.
It certainly is, and a bright day for Julius Thomas. He has the play of the day from Tuesday, making a third down catch on a pass from Blake Bortles. The tight end making plays down the field. He's done it the last few weeks and continued today. It's good to see those two getting some chemistry together in the offseason program. The Jaguars are back on the practice field Wednesday, open to the public. Get your tickets at jaguars.com/camp. We'll have live coverage right here on jaguars.com as well. That's it for today on Inside the Jaguars, presented by FanDuel.